Parshas Chukas begins with Parah Aduma. And the stress, of course, is on those Chukas HaTorah, that even though Parah Aduma singled out as a Gzeres HaKosov that confounds the human mind, nevertheless, it's not only a self-contained mitzvah that has no bearing on the other mitzvahs of the Torah. All the Mefarshim explain, it's not Zos Chukas HaPorah, but Zos Chukas HaTorah. And we'll see in a moment why. Now the famous Rashi, V'tvishasotn v'umis ha'olam monen es Yisrael. Monen means the Mitzayah, the Bnei Yisrael. They pick a fight, in other words. Roma to say, ma mitzvah zois, ma tam yesh bo. V'tvikach kosta b'chukah. Now, in the Lashon of Rashi that we have, not only the Umas HaOlam, but the Sultan. The Sultan is the Yetzer Hara. And the Nachlas Yaakov, that is the Pirush al HaTorah from the Nesivos, from the Chavos Das, the Lissarov, the Mechaber of the Derech HaChaim, Pirush on Siddur, the dinim of the Derech HaChaim. He made a sefer on Chumash called Nachalas Yaakov. And he says that, when Rashi says that the Satan, the Umas HaOlam, Amonin es Yisroel, Lema, Maha Mitzvah Zosu, Maha Tambo. The Maha, two phrases. Maha Mitzvah Zosu is one question, Maha Tambo is another question. The first refers to the Sultan, and the second refers to the Umas HaOlam. The Sultan says, Maha Mitzvah Zos, that the mitzvah is self-contradictory, doesn't make sense. Matai mei tahorim, matai tameyim, that's of course the main factor of the Parah Aduma as being so difficult to understand, because it's matame, all the misaskim in the Parah become tame, and the tame himself, who has the mechata sprinkled on him, he becomes tov. So ma mitzvah zos. It's like the Rosh says, mu'avod azos lachem. It's an exclamatory phrase. What's going on here? It doesn't make sense. U'ma tam yesh bo. This is the Umas HaOlam. The Umas HaOlam say that this is not anything but Masak Shofim. Matam Yeshba, it's not rational. So the Satan from within and the Umas HaOlam from without, they both make this claim on the mitzvah. What is the reaction of the Bnei Yisrael to this mitzvah? That which Rashi says, L'fikach kosev b'chukah gzeirahim ulfonai, en l'chavashus l'arachel. Gzeirahim ulfonai means no questions asked. We accept it blindly as a gzeiras hakosev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, zos chukas haTorah, and we don't ask questions. But there's another element. Rashi here brings at the end, after he gives all the dinim of the Parah Aduma, he brings the famous medrash in the name of Rav Moshe Adarzan, that the Parah Aduma comes actually as a kapora de cheta ego. And at the end of the parasha, Rashi interprets the various dinim of the Parah Aduma. The first, the hakdoma, is the moshel about the ben shivcha shetinef palt mishal melech. Omru tovo imo et kameach hatzoa. Kach tovei poro is chaper al ego. The poro being the mother of the ego. My ego was born from the poro. Now the ego represents the cheta ego, and the poro has to clean off the mess that the ego made. the marshal of the Ben Hashifka, who somehow contaminated the palace of the king, so the Shifka has to come and wipe clean the Tzoras B'no. That's the Hakdama. Then Rashi goes in to say, Aduma, red, that's Maramazan Chait, Yadimu Katola, Miu Katecham Kashonim Kashele Galbinu, Yadimu Katola Katzema Yiu. Aduma, Shachet Kori Odom. Tmimo, Al Shem Yisrael Shehoyu Tmimim B'nasibo Balim. Amen. Tava Yisuv V'techaper Aleyam B'yachzeru L'tamusam. So the word Tmimo represents the good side. Not the kilkel, but the tikkun. There was a chata egel. That's the redness of sin. Tmima means complete, unblemished. That's the tmimus of Yisrael. Tmimei derech. So Rashi says they were tmimim, and somehow they spoiled their tmimus by chait. So through the por aduma, they regain. Bnei Yisrael will regain their tmimus. Now, why epistoloshin tmimus that they regain? Obviously, the chet of the egel was somewhere in some way in contrast, in opposition to the midas hatmimus. Very simple to understand why. How did the chet egel take place? Right? So Rashi says he was supposed to come down at a certain time. They made a cheshbon. When you make cheshbonos, that already somehow impinges on the midas hatmimus. Valakim osa osa adam yosho v'heim v'bikshu cheshbonos rabim. They made cheshbonos. They tried to figure out there's something wrong. How come he's not here? And so on and so forth. So they need a leader. If they need a leader, so let the ego represent by the symbol of the ego, the leadership of Klal Yisrael. It may not have been complete Avodah Zor in the beginning, as the Ramban says, but this is a false cheshbon. When you mevakesh cheshbon is rabim, then it's not being a tmimei derech. Tmimei derech is that you approach the Dvar Hashem with a certain unquestioning pashtus and tmimus. You don't make cheshbonis. If there's something you don't understand, so you attribute it to your own shortcoming, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better, and you go weiter. But the Bnei Yisrael were not ready to accept the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Boshesh Moshe. So they made cheshbonis. They made a shakla v'taya, which led the wrong way. That's why the tmimus of the Par Aduma is mechaper. And in order to show in which case do you need absolute tmimus, the Hashem gave us a mitzvah that's a contradiction in terms. Ma mitzvah zos. It's matame tahoga matatmeim. And the male, you can't be makabel this mitzvah unless you have the midas hatmimus. So Rashi himself says later that the Parah Duma atones for the Chata Egel. The Chata Egel was a violation of tmimus. And the Parah Aduma is supposed to reinstate the tmimus of the Bnei Yisrael. That's the Feirush of the Rashi. So this original taina that the Sultan and the Mesoilim have, Ma Mitzvah Zos, that's a taina to people who are shaky in the midas of tmimus, who feel inadequate in tmimus. But through the mitzvah of the Parah Aduma, the Amunah Tmima, and that's why it's a behemah. The mitzvah is given by a behemah. The Medrash says in Parshas Emor that Mishpat Odom v'behemah Tashia Hashem. So the Gemara says in Chulin, Elu bnei Odom sha'arubim b'da'ath u'meisim in atzman ki behemah. In the Parshat of Pshat, not Gemara, the way Rashi learns, it refers to Midas v'hanova. Elu bnei Odom that are very wise, arubim b'da'ath, they have superior minds, but nevertheless, they consider they hold themselves humble and poshut. That's mitzad midas hanova. But there's another pshat in Arum and Bedas, or Mesim and Atzman Kibahema. that even though you have the capability of making all kinds of intellectual cheshbonos, nevertheless, you're mekabel de'ol like a behemoth. And this the Medrash says in Parshas Emor on the pasuk of Vayom Hashmini Vahola Yerotze Lekorban Isha Hashem. So Milas Bishmini and the behemoth sacrifice Bishmini Mishpat Adam Ki Mishpat Behemah Nimshachnu Acharecha Ki Behemah. We once mentioned this in connection to the pasuk in Shir Hashirim Moshcheini Acharecha Merutza Hakadosh Baruch Hu pulls us and we follow like a behemoth. Why like a behemoth? A behemoth doesn't question. A behemoth doesn't intellectualize. A behemoth cannot make cheshbonos. So even though we are Ahubim Medas and we can make cheshbonos, nevertheless, the Ma'ala of Adam u'Behemoth Hashi Hashem is, even though we are Ahubim Medas, but we are Mesim and Atzman, Atzmenu ki-behemoth. So there you have the Chet Ha'egel is the Ahubim Medas mistake. And the Parah Aduma is the Mesimin Atzman Kebehema rectification. The Tikkun on that Aveira which came from being Arumim Bedas, from being an Oberchochem. Mesimin Atzman Kebehema, that's the Parah Aduma, the Midas Hatzmimus. Rashi says, B'Shem Rav Moshe Adarshan, both of these ideas. That the Paradum is a tikkun to the Chet Ha'egel, and the Tmimus is a tikkun to the Admimus of the Parah. Incidentally, the Targum Unculus begins Dog Zeira Soraisa, Zos Chukas HaTorah. And Gzeira, Rashi used the same version. The Bar Hetev brings the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Kuf Pei. I looked it up, I saw it brought down by a different sefer, and I looked it up. The Bar Hetev brings that there used to be a minig that Yechidim used to fast Friday Parshas Chukas, tomorrow. And a Tanis that was not, did not go according to the day of the month, but the day of the week. The Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, Yechidim used to fast. Because in the Middle Ages, during the days of the Crusades, in Tzofas they burned Chof Kronos of Svarim, 20 wagons of Svarim, whether with a Sifrei Torah or Sifrei Talmud, it doesn't say. And the Gzeiras Tach, there was also Nechrev Ushtei Kehillas B'Yisrael in 1648. Memela, there were Kaveya, and it was Demos on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. And since the Parsha begins, Dog Gzeira Soraisa, they felt that this Gzeira Soraisa, a Gzeira on the Torah, has to do with the Seder of this week. So therefore, the Tanis that was instituted, not a Tanis Tzibur for many, but Tanis Yechidim, was not on any particular day of the month, but Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas each year, tomorrow, in other words. And the Masmechet, the Be'etiv, because it says in the Unkelis, on those Chukas HaTorah, Do Gzeira Soraisa, there was a Gzeira on the Torah. The second time he brings about, the Kehillas is a general Chorban that happened in many Kehillas in Gzeira's Tach. But apparently, the first Gzeira that took place in Erev Shabbos Chukas was during the days of the Masoi Hatzlov in the Middle Ages, and that's when they burned the Sifrei HaTorah, the Sifrei Talmud. We know this from other sources that one of the tragedies in those days is not that they killed Jews, but that they burned the Svarim. They burned Svarim. Memele the Masmechet is the Be'er Hetev brings this to Shulchan Aruch. Tov Kuf Pei in Hilchos Tanis, to anyone who's interested in looking this up. Now, let's go on a little bit to the next inyan in the parasha. After the parasha's Parah Aduma, we read Perek Chav Pasuk Aleph, Vayavohu Bnei Yisrael Kol Ha'eda Midbar Tzin, Kol Ha'eda. So Rashi points out they arrived Bachodesh Harishon, and during that month, we know from the Gemara and the Targum Yonis ben Aziel brings it here. On the 10th day of Nisan, Miriam passed away. When was this? When did this take place? This was at the end of the 40 years. Here is the first time in Chumash that we see the jump from the second year. During the first year, so many things happened. You see, Yitzhak Chaim, Matan Torah, Chet HaEgel, Yom HaKippurim, the building of the Mishkan, which was established the next Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that all took place in the first year. Then the Shiluach Meraglim was on Chav Tes Sivan, right? They started traveling Chav Iyar. They sent out, in the second year, they sent out the Meraglim Chav Tes Sivan. They came back Tisha B'Av, Abchiyah L'Dovas, and so on and so forth. And then we give a jump here. So we're at the end of the 40 years now already. That's the way it is. Not only that, Parshas Paraduma, the Gemara says, Beferish was one of the parshas that was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the next day they burned the first Paraduma. There are kashas they ask because Rashi says in Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim, the dinim of Paraduma were given in Mora, even before Matan Torah. But this is the Beferish Gemara that Rosh Chodesh Nisan Nemra Parshas Parah, and on the second day of Nisan, after the day after the Mishkan was established, they burnt the first Parah Aduma. So the Parsha of Vikro Elecha Parah Aduma was said Rosh Chodesh Nisan 39 years ago. This Pasuk, however, Vayavoh B'nai Yisrael Kol Ha'edah Midbar Tzin B'Chodesh HaRishon, refers to, I would say, 39 years later, when they were, the last year that they were in the Midbar, and Rashi says so beferish, Kol Eida, Eida Hashleima, Shekvar Meisu Meisei Midbar, Ve'elu Pirshu L'chaim. So we have to understand that there's a long span of time between the Parshas Par Aduma to the Parsha of Mises Miriam. Everything else in Baal Oscha, Shlach, Kogach happened before. Before that is not before the Chodesh Nisan, before in the second year. But this is a long time. The Meraglim was sent in Sivan, as I said, and they came back in Tammuz. They were sent at the last day of Sivan, they came back to Tisha B'Av. But all that was in the second year. And here we're holding already at the end. Where does Rashi say this? Why, how does Rashi know this? It says, Kol Ha'edah, the entire generation of the boy Ha'aretz was there intact. The same Rashi we find later on at the Ptir of Aaron HaKoyen. Here in the Parsha we find Mises Miriam and Mises Aaron HaKoyen. And the interesting Amora Chazal on the both of them. Rashi brings them both. Two Gemaras in Mayat Kotten. Loma Nismacha Mirsas Miriam Leparshis Por Aduma, Ma Por Aduma Mechaperes, Af Mises Tzadikim Mechaperen. Later in the Parsha we find, when they reach Hor HaHor, it says, Vayavohu Kol HaEdah, Vayavohu B'nai Yisrael Kol HaEdah Hor HaHor. That's in Pasuk Chaf Beis. Here we're in Pasuk Aleph and in Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Mikodesh, Vayivo Bnei Yisrael Kol Ha'edah. And Rashi brings the same thing. Kulam Shleimim Va'omdim Lihikonis La'aretz. Shelo Hoya Behem Echad Me'osam Shenigzro Gzeiro Aleyem. Shakfar Kol U'meise Midbar Ve'elum. And these who remained here, the Kol Ha'edah, these are the ones that are meant by the Pasuk Chayim Kulcham Hayom. So Rashi says the same thing in both places, because in both parashas it says Kol Ha'edah. And here in our pasuk, Elu Pirshu L'chaim. Incidentally, I mentioned before that Petiras Miriam is Korav, is Nismachat the Paraduma, because it's Mechaper like a Paraduma. Is a Girsa Metaheras Ma Paraduma. Even in Rashi you have here to Gilsis, in the printed Rashi, Ma Korbonus Mechaprim, and then in parentheses, Svarim Acherim, no, not here, But in Tosfos and Meret Katan, Ma Por Adumah Metaheras, because the Por Adumah is not Makaper, it's Metaher. There, by the Ptir of Aharon HaKohen, it says, it's Nismachot to the Big Day Kahuna, Ma Big Day Kuna Mechaprem, Af Mishu Tzadikim Mechaperas, because Aharon HaKohen was told he should put his Kodim on. And that's how he went up to the Hor HaHor. So, this is the parasha of B'nai Tzadikim that have the koyach of absolving B'nai Yisrael of whatever shortcomings, like the Por Adumah absolves its Metayr Metumas Mes. Big Dekuna is Metayr our Midas. Not only the Kobonus and Mechaper, the Begodim as well as Mechaper that sits on Adas Metzach, and the Eifud and the Avodizora, and the Cheshev of Eifud and Hir Avodizora, and the Choshen HaMishpon and the Dinim, and so on. Now, Mises Miriam was responsible for the tainus on the Be'er, because the Be'er was B'schus Miriam. That's how the Gemara learns this out. And the Mises Aaron was responsible for the siluk of the Anani Kavod. And Kolzman Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, so we received the side the Be'er and side the Anani Kavod were reinstated B'schus Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, they all three left us. It's interesting. The Gemara says that, in other words, the Gemara says the man was b'schus Moshe. The Be'er was b'schus Miriam. And the Anani covered b'schus Aaron. If you look into it a little bit, you can see a connection. Moshe Rabbeinu was the giver of the Torah. That's the Lechem. The Hu Lachmu B'Lachmi, the Torah is Nimshel Lechem. So, Hinni Mamti Lechem, Lechem and Hashemoyim. In a sense, that's a remnant of the Torah. The Torah is the Lechem and Hashemoyim. So is the Be'er. Later on in the parasha, we'll soon discuss it. The Gemara learns out many, many Divrei Agoda from Ali Be'er and Ulo, Be'er Chafaru Asorim, Karuan and Divrei Aram. All this has a shaykhis to the Torah. The Be'er is a symbol for Torah, and the man is a symbol for Torah. Mishan lechem u mishan moyim. But the Gemara darshins mishan lechem is halacha and mishan moyim is agada. The staff of life is bread. That's the halacha. So it is the tayak mitzvahs and all the halachas that we have to study and learn and the whole pulpula d'araisa that comes out of the dinei Torah, the Mishnah, the Gemara and everything. That's the lechem. That's the meat. The bread, rather. The mayim is something which is of a different nature, and the Gemara says, Mishan man Yeshai, it says, Kol mishan lechem, we lean on bread and we lean on water. You must have both. You must have both in order to live. In the same way, the Torah contains two halakim, the halakhic chelik of Agoda, of halakha, and the inspirational chelik of Agoda. And one without the other, of course, the ikir is the halakha, because the halakha is koveyat to us, the mitzvahs, the shulchan aruch, what you do and what you don't do. But nevertheless, without the hashkofa behind the mitzvahs, without the inspiration, without the dvarim ha-moshchem eslibo shel odom, then we would fail in our yirashamayim, we wouldn't have the proper attitude, we wouldn't be receptive to the halakhas, unless we have the mayim shel Torah that feeds us and nourishes us. So therefore, naturally, the nefesh of a woman is more given to agoda. The seicha of an ish is more given to halacha. So the man, the lechem and hashamayim, b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the staff of bread. And the be'er, the mayim of Torah, the agoda of Torah, the chelek ha'ashkofa of Torah, that's has a shaykhus to Miriam HaTzadikis, to Miriam HaNeviyah. The Anani Kovod that surrounded the Klal Yisrael, this is easy to understand how that has a Shaykhus to Aharon HaKohen, who was the Oev Sholem, the Roedev Sholem, and Rashi brings in this week's parasha, that's why by Ptiras Aharon it says, by Yivkuroso called Beis Yisrael, it doesn't say B'nai Yisrael, but Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael, Rashi says, includes Anoshim, B'noshim, B'taf, because this was Aharon HaKohen's midah of being makarav everybody. Rashi says it later in the parasha. So here dealing with Ptiras Miriam, so we lost the Be'er. And then Moshe Rabbeinu retrieved it for us. V'lo ha-yamayim la'eda, and this leads, of course, to the chet of the main Meriva. One of the most difficult in Yonim to understand in this parasha, Bechlal, and there are so many different shittas in the Mefarshim, exactly what was the sin of the main Meriva. Rashi learns the simplest pshat of all, that instead of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the Sela, he hit the Sela. And the Ramban asks, and Rashi gives us the whole background why Moshe Rabbeinu thought that he has to hit the Sela, that the Sela moved to a different place, and he mistook it, and they said, and they thought he should hit the Sela, and he said, I'm in our Sela, and finally Moshe Rabbeinu hit the right Sela, and took the whole Asik and the Rashi. But the ikya that Rashi points out is that Yan lo hamantan bilak disheni is that Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of speaking to the Sela, he hit the Sela, he smote the Sela. And the Ramban asks, my nafkimin, it's a ness either way. I believe we explained once before here, true, it's a ness. If you hit the Sela, it's also a ness. But the idea that the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to convey to the Klal Yisrael the Kiddush Hashem that would have come out of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to the Sela is of a different nature. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu hits the Sela, it's a nest that he performed, that he extracts Mayim from the Sela. He pulls it out. So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to perform Nisim. The whole history of the Midbar is full of the Nisim. That's not such a Kiddush. But if you speak to the Sela and the Sela obeys, that's something else. Moshe Rabbeinu, had he spoken to the Sela, would have shown that the entire Teva is Nimshach by itself after the Dvar Hashem. He didn't have to pull it out. He didn't have to extract the water from the Sela. But the Sela, that rock, that Sela would have given off water because it's told to. The Dvar Hashem would have been, had such a compelling influence on the Sela that the Sela would have responded, so to speak, on its own. Like when you ask somebody, come here, and he comes, he's following orders. You're not schlepping him, he's following orders. He's obeying your command to come. That's a Kiddush Hashem. That would have been a Kiddush Hashem. That's the Yan Lo Hamantan Bilak Disheni. Moshe Rabbeinu could have demonstrated that even an Evan Domeim is Nimshach after the Rotzen Hashem. And when he hit the Sela, and he performed the act of taking water out of the Sela, it didn't show enough that the Sela on its own is obedient to the Dvar Hashem. So therefore, he failed in this task of being Mekadeshem Shemayim in a higher way than he did. That's how part of this pshat is said in the Maral and Goraye, and this is the way Rashi learns. After this whole inyan, after this whole inyan, let's skip a little bit over here. Maybe we'll come back. But since we're talking about the Mayim, side the Be'er of Miriam, and side the Sela that produced to them water, and which Moshe Rabbeinu, the source of water, was retrieved by him. We find a third place later in the parasha where the Be'er comes back to us. And here we see a most interesting thing. The Be'er that was lost at the Ptira of Miriam came back, that Be'er. And that Be'er had the effect of demonstrating the Nisim that occurred in Nachal Arnon. And Moshe Rabbeinu sang a shira of a few psukim, Oz Yosha Yisrael, as Ashira Hazos, Ali Be'er Anu Lo. Now this is in the next parak in Perek Chof Aleph. Now what happens, B'kitzah, the way Rashi describes it from the Gemara? The Bnei Yisrael had to cross a certain stream, and they were about to be ambushed by the Amorim, who hid in the crevices of the mountains, right, at opposite sides of the stream. And they were going to attack them and ambush them as they crossed. So the Rabbeinu Shlom performed the Ness, that when the Bnei Yisrael went across, the mountains came together and they were all crushed. Zakt Rashi, that the Bnei Yisrael were unaware of this. They didn't know that this happened. But the Be'er went down into the depths of the stream and fished out all the dead bodies and fished out all, and it became Nizgala, what happened here. So this is how Rashi explains the Psukim later on. The Eshet HaNecholim, the overflow from the water, Ashanot HaLashavis Ov, V'nishan L'Gmul Bov, U'misham Be'era, U'misham Be'era. So the Pasuk concludes that U'misham Be'era, the nest of Nachal Arnon, this is the nest that took place 40 years later when they were about to enter Eretz Yisrael. But who demonstrated for Bnei Yisrael that the nest took place? The Be'er. That's the same Be'er. He HaBe'er, Asher Omer Hashem L'Moshe Asofes Ha'om Ve'etno Lohem Moyim. That's the old Be'er of Parshas B'Shalach. At Yetzias Mitzrayim, this Be'er came into being. Way back. He HaBe'er. So this Be'er was first appreciated, even though they got water kaseda from the Be'er. But when they saw the Nisan that took place at Nachal Arnon, that's the same Be'er about which Hashem said in Parshas B'Shalach, Kacha V'Kisa Satzur, and this is the Be'er. Oh, at this point, Yosha Yisrael, as Ashir Azos, Ali Be'er Enullah. Now they sang a hymn to the Be'er. It's very interesting. And the Pasuk goes on to praise the Be'er. Of course, not the Be'er itself, but the power of the Be'er, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Be'er. And the positive Be'er Chafaru Asorim, this was done by Moshe V'Aaron way back, Karuwa Nedivei Ha'om, V'mechokek V'mishanosam, or M'midbar Matona, given a gift to the Bnei Yisrael. They had the Be'er all along, and they never sang a hymn to the Be'er all 40 years, right? Miriam died at the end. And when the Be'er showed them the Nisim, the Be'er saved their lives with the Rechnes, and they first began to appreciate the Be'er. Now, isn't that interesting? That shows the psychology of people. When you get used to something, then you lose your sense of HaKadosh Taylor because it's an ongoing thing with you. But only when you discover, many years later perhaps, that the Be'er is able to do things that you didn't even think of, and you begin to appreciate it all along, L'mafreya. They didn't sing a shira to the Be'er only for this nace. They sang a shira to the Be'er for everything the Be'er accomplished. This is Bechlal, an Inyan that we find so often, Sayin Torah and Sayin human life, that the chasodim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we take for granted sometimes. Like the Bnei Yisrael took for granted the Be'er here all 40 years. They didn't sing this shira to the Be'er. But when something extraordinary happened, the Nisim of Nachal Arnon, that the Be'er had a chelik in demonstrating the godless Hashem. The same godless took place all 40 years. But with Amol, when they saw the Be'er revealed the Nisim of Nachal Arnon, oh, then they woke up, oh, it's Yosha Yisrael, Ali Be'er and Ullah. And then they first appreciated the significance of the Be'er for everything the Be'er did to them. So this is a lesson in the HaKadosh Teva of Chasdei Hashem, and a lesson into the limitations of the human mind that somehow gets used to the Chasodim Tovim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us. So therefore Chazal were misakin for us, for example, in the Birchas Hashachar, that we don't somehow succumb to this feeling of getting used to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chasodim. So every morning we have to make another brocha, Amachzul Yishomas, Lefkor HaMesim, Pokeach Ivrim, Matir HaSurim, and so on. HaNosan L'Yav Koach, HaGomel Chasodim Tovim L'Ami Yisrael. So that we don't get used to the idea that these things just keep going. And we say Yotzer HaMoros every morning as if it was a new Nes. If Nei Yisrael lost touch with this feeling of HaKadosh Tova, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them the chshivas of the Be'er by Anes Goli many years later. Now, this Be'er is given a gift to the Bnei Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Umi Midba Matrona, Umatana Nachaliel, Umanachliel Bamos, comes along to Gemara and says, Adrash, that this is already a symbol for Torah. This Be'er, the Be'er Mayim Chayim, is a symbol for the Torah. Incidentally, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Shesei Maya Miborecha V'nozle Mitoch Be'erecha. We know that a cistern of water is called a bor, and a well is called the Be'er. The chilek being that a bor contains rainwater. A bor does not produce water. It contains water. Whereas a Be'er produces water. It's a well. It's a mayon. It's a mayon. So we learn in Mishlei that we're supposed to drink from both sources. Shesei mayim miborecha, v'nozlim, and water that flows constantly mitoch be'erecha. So some mafoshim explain it to mean that first a person is in his younger years, he's not able to have his own understanding and his own ideas that come from his seichel, from his neshama. Everything he knows he has to learn from others. Then it's miborecha. But then when you get older, it's v'nozle mitoch be'erecha. Every person himself has within himself the capacity of a be'er mayim chayim. Another pshat given is the chilik between the Torah shebaksav and the Torah shebalpeh. The Torah shebaksav is a bor. It's there. You can't add, you can't subtract. It's there, like the water in a bor. Masha'enkin, the Torah you're not allowed to be mechadish anything in Torah Shebaksav. You can't add an extra letter. You can't subtract anything. It's kavua. Whereas the Torah Shebal Peh has the koach of his chadshus. Of course, whatever is mekubal m'moshe halacha l'moshe m'sinai is also kavua. But nevertheless, in Torah there is the element of chidush, his chadshus. Chidushim d'oraisa kashak levataya katis terutzim svoris ahina her pilpul chaverim. That's the be'er, like a well that just keeps producing. So we find that the Torah is called a bor and a be'er. Here in our pasuk, the Gemara says in Erevin, and it's the Mishnah in Avos also, Umimidbar Matana. This pasuk, ending the pasuk of the Be'er, Umimidbar Matana, that's the end of the pasuk. Then the pasuk goes on, Umimatana Nachaliel, Umenachaliel Bomos, Umibomos Hagaya Shabbistei Moav, which Pashtus means the travels of the Bnei Yisrael. They travel from place to place. One was called Matana, the other was called Nachaliel, and so on. Comes along to Gemara and Erevin and says, Omar Rava, my diksev umimidbar matono umimatono nachaliel umimachliel bamos, kivusha, this refers to the Torah. First you have to be like a midbar. Hefkir, lakol. Rashi says you have to be humble and be mafki yourself to the extent that you're ready to accept the Torah under all conditions. That's why the Torah was given to the midbar. Shahako, like a midbar that everybody steps on. So a person has to be able to be mafkir himself to be makabel the Torah. And if you're this madrege, kivisha oisa odam atzma ke midbar shuhefka lakol, Torah nitna lo b'matona, shenema umi midbar matona. V'chivisha nitna lo b'matona, nachalo keil. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you as his nachala. The Gemara doubts in the psukim. Shenema umi matona nachaliel. V'kivusha nachal okeil, olo l'gdula, v'minachaliel, what? Bamos. Bamos means heights. Heights. So from, as a result of Kabbalah Satora, which starts off in the midbar, and then you rise to be a nachaliel, you rise to the point of Bamos. But if, should it occur to you, that as a result of the Rabbein Shalom raising you to a high level, you become a balgeyer, v'mhikbiya atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilo, Shenema Romi Bomos Hagai. You can just as easily descend down into the valley. So there is this possible cycle that can take place, that you start off as a midbar, and then you'll study the Torah, and Yezocha L'Gdula. The Mishnah in Avo says, in the last parak, I believe, Kalalome Torah Eza Mis'ala. But as a result of the mis'ala, so one might think, oh, that it's me who did it. It's kochi v'otzim yodi, I became a big Talmud Chacham. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you umibamos hagai. I'm not sure if I mentioned it here in Parshas Bamidbar, I don't remember. But we find there, there's Midbar Sinai and Har Sinai, right? Har Sinai, even though the Har Sinai was also a very humble little mountain, the lowest of all, but nevertheless it's a little mountain. And Midbar is flat, and the Har is a hill. So you have to have somehow both, right? You have to be humble, but you can't be too humble. Because if a person is altogether b'shiflus, then he says, who am I to study Torah? What's it going to do for me? It's not going to change me in any way. So you have to have the vayigvah libo b'dati Hashem. You have to. Where do we find this? Well, you find this in Parshas Shmini. When Aaron HaKohen was ashamed to go do the avod in the Mishkan, Shehoya Aaron Bosh, so Moshe Rabbeinu told him, krav al ha-mizbeach, and the Ramban brings the sefra, hagestatcha. In other words, raise your aspirations. Hages means Veloshon Kasus. The Kasus is Kaiva. But yet, Moshe Rabbeinu pushed him and encouraged him and told him to set his heights higher. But you can't set your heights too high. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. So you have to have the proper balance between the Midbar and the Har. Midbar Sinai, Har Sinai. So all these droshes, the Gemara brings on the Be'er, obviously. The Gemara understood the Be'er to be a symbol for Torah. There is also that famous Drush that brought Index Ham Sofer, I think in his Rebbe, the Panim Yofas, the Aflor. The Rav Chaim Volozhiner says the same thing in his Pirush on Avos. Be'er chafaru asorim karu anedivei ha'om. This stands for the Shutfas of Yisachar and Zvulun, because the Sorim represent the Sorei HaTorah, and nedivei ha'om represent the Machazikei Torah. B'mchokek b'mishanosam. Those who are in the position of Mechokek, the lawgivers, and those who are in the position of b'mishanosam, to support the Mechokek. That's the drush here. That Sorim, Nedivei Ha'om, B'mchokek b'mishanosam. And both have the shutvis in bringing out the Torah m'midbar matona. So, another remez that the Gemara says here in connection to, learns out from the from this parsha of the Gabi the Torah, a few psukim earlier, in Pasuk Yudalit, Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Yudalit, in connection not to the Be'er necessarily, but to the Nisim and Nachal Arnon. And the Gemara says a very interesting thing here. On this Pasuk, Al Ken Yomar B'Sefer Melchamos Hashem, and the Mephoshim explain, what is it, which Sefer Melchamos Hashem are we talking about? So some Mephoshim say that there were texts and you know, scrolls and texts outside the Torah where these Nisim were written down. What is it, what, Al Ken Yomar B'Sefer Melchamos Hashem, but most Mephoshim, the Chazal understood that the Sefer Melchamos Hashem refers to the Torah itself. Now, in discussing the Nisim that took place at the Nachal Arnon, so the Torah writes, Al Kein, therefore, Ye Omer, it shall be said in the Sefer of the Wars of God, in that Sefer that contains the Melchamos Hashem, Es Vohi V'Sufo, Ves Ancholim Arnon. The Rashi brings the Pshat, the Nisim that took place, Es Vohi, like Es Yohi, the Nisim that was that were given at Yamsuf, at Kriyas Yamsuf, and the later Nisim that took place at the Necholim of Arno. That's the Poshet of Shat. Sefer Melchamos Hashem, Esvohe V'Sufo, the Nisim of Yamsuf. Comes along the Gemara in Kiddushin and says on this Pasuk, Esvohe V'Sufo, that the word Vohev is a takeoff from the word Ahava. What has Vohev got to do with Ava? Omer Abchiyah Barabe, Afilu Ho'ov Ubno, Harav V'Talmido She'oskim B'Torah, V'Nasu Oivim Zelo Zer. When people argue in Torah, the tendency is it gets heated up.
and the controversy can reach the point where they appear to be intellectual enemies. Enemies. Oivim zelozeh. But the self-dover is, Adam zazim misham, achanasim ohavim zelozeh. Shenemar esvoev besufa. Besof, it's ahava. That's a strange Russian. I mean, that's a very strange remez that Chazal looked into this. They read into this as voiv besufa, the idea of arguments that lead to ahava, to lead to shalom. Where do they see in this pasuk that it's a remez for Torah? I think the answer is obvious, because they understood that sefer melchamos Hashem means that sefer which has the melchamos of Torah. It doesn't only mean the melchamos, the battlefields of Arnon. It means those battlefields you find in the Gemara. The Gemara is a battleground, Abaye of a Rabba, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and so on. So that sefer which contains the heavenly battlefields, the battlefields of the wars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What sefer contains the wars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The sefer of Torah. That contains the wars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where do you find it? So therefore, the Chazal Darshan, that Al Kenyi Omer B'Sefer, and incidentally, wherever you find the word sefer, it has a remez to a sefer. In our language, the word sefer means a book. It can mean any book. Bein B'Kodesh, Bein B'Chol. It could mean a secular book too. In Tanakh, where, for example, the Megillus Esther, it says V'nichta v'sefer, so the Gemara learns out it has certain similarities to a sefer Torah. It's nitzvah begidden. Even a get that's called a sefer krisus in Chumash comes along Tosfos and Gittin, the first Tosfos, and says, why does a get have 12 lines? Because between Bereshis and Shmos you have four lines, a hefsek, between Shmos and Vayikra, Vayikra and Bamidbar. Bamidbar and Dvorim doesn't count because it's different, like Mishnah Torah. So you have separation, krisus, between sefer to sefer, you have what? 12 lines of separation. Four between Bereshis and Shmos, between Shmos and Vayikra, between Vayikra and Bamidbar. Alkain, besides the fact that Get is Gematria Gimel Tes, that's one day in Tosfos, but in the name of Rav Haigon, Tosfos brings this remez. It has 12 lines because it's krisus of a sefer. So my inyishmita etzel ha-sinai. The Teretz is because it's a sefer. So it must have some connection to a sefer Torah. The krisus that you find in a sefer Torah, the 12 lines that separate one sefer from another, that's a remez to this, to the 12 lines of a sefer krisus. So you see from that Tosfos that even the word sefer krisus, which refers to a get, nevertheless, since the Torah uses the lashon sefer, it somehow connects, it identifies with the word sefer that stands for sefer Torah. Ultimately, there is no other sefer. There's only one kind of sefer, a sefer of Torah. All the rest are artificial svarim. This is the real sefer. Memele, if it says here in Chumash, Al Kenyi Omer B'Sefer Melchamos Hashem, so the word sefer here must have some remez to the sefer of Torah. So therefore Chazal darshan, that sefer, namely the sefer of Torah, which has certain kinds of melchamos in it. Which melchamos? The melchamos of Abaye v'Rove, Esvoy b'Sufa, and these melchamos, they lead to Avel b'Sof. So you find that these drushes, that sometimes you find the Roshes and Chazal, I'll mention another one in this parasha in a second. You find the Roshes and Chazal which sometimes seem far-fetched, but if you look more deeply, or with the help of the guidance of the Svarim, they saw the Mozim in the Psukim that they must contain an indication to the Drush of the Divrei Agoda which are being brought out. And I think here we have a vivid example of this. The Sefer Melchamos Hashem must refer to a Sefer Torah. Another example of a drash of Chazal that may seem at first glance to be far-fetched. At the end of the parasha, in the battles of Sichon, who conquered first Moab,
because we weren't allowed to wage war against Moab, right? But Amon and Moab Tiaru B'Sichon, the Gemara says, first Sichon Melech Amori was conquered these cities from the Melech Moab, Vayikach es kol alze miyodoi ad Arnon, and the Pasuk explains later how all this happened. Al kein yomru hamoishlim boyu cheshboin tibona v'sekoinen ir sichoin. So al kein yomru hamoishlim. They say, come to the city of Cheshbon, which was rebuilt as the ir sichoin. Comes along to Gemara v'basra. Tanya Omer Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni Omer Rab Yoelison Mai Dixiv Al Ken Yomu HaMoshlim Bo Cheshbon HaMoshlim Elu HaMoshlim Be Yitzram Boyu Cheshbon Boyu V'Nachshov Cheshbon Eshel Oilam. So Hefzid Mitzvah Kenegat Tzchara Tzchara Beire Kenegat Hefzayda Tibona V'Sikoinein Imata Oisekein Tibona Boilam Azeh V'Tikoni Lolam Habor. And the Gemara goes on to darshan the word Ir Sichon also about Sichono and so on and so forth. Al kei yomru hamoishlim boyu cheshbon. So the Mesillas Yesharim brings this in his sefer, this he made this agadah famous, I should say. It's a Gemara, but Babazra. Al kei yomru hamoishlim, those who want to be a moishlim b'yitzram, to be in control of themselves, to be in control of the Yetzer. So what's the Yetzer? Vayu cheshbon. Let's make a cheshbon. Vayu v'nachshev cheshbon eshal oylam. You have to be shokel hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchara. When you do a mitzvah, even though it may cost you something, but look how much you're gaining in fakir the tzchara v'navera, presumably keneged the hefsed. So those who want to be moshlim b'yitzram have to have this mishkal, have to have this balance in their minds, today, to keep on making the cheshbon, boyu cheshbon. Strange, huh? Strange. Perhaps, I mean, it's late now, we can't be marich on this, but sichon and oig represent more than themselves. They represent forces that stood in the way of Bnei Yisrael conquering Eretz Yisrael. Before they came into the Shiva, into Eretz Yisrael, they represent forces of Tumah. L'maki b'alachem g'daylim ki l'alim chasta. V'yad v'alachem adirim ki l'alim chasta. So who is it? Who's men? Sichon and Oig, huh? So why do we have to say again, l'sichon melech ha'meri ki l'alim chasdai, Oig melech ha'boshin ki l'alim chasdai? After all, those ki l'alim chasdais have a certain number. 26 times it says they kill olam chazdei, and the Gemara has something to say about this. This represented 26 generations from Adam Rishon to Moshe Rabbeinu's generation that was mekabel the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu nourished the world without a Torah even it. So it was like sort of a free lunch. And it was a free lunch till Matan Torah. That's why it says 26 times kill olam chazdei. If you look into that capital Tillim, there's a lot of questions here. Here's one of them. And you got to single out Sichon Melech Amori another time. Oleg Melech Aboshin again. Why? Either say it right or say it without the Melechim Gedolim. Obviously, Sichon Melech Amori and Oleg Melech Aboshin represent somehow forces. Forces. There's a remes from the Chedush Harim, very interesting. Sichon sat in Cheshbon, and Oleg sat where? In Edrei. He says that Zaremis, the Torah Shebekatil, Yad and Tfilishal Rosh. The anti-forces, the anti-Kedusha of Tfilishal Yad and Tfilishal Rosh is called Sichon V'Oig. That's why Cheshbon is the Tfilishal Rosh, Kenegad Amoyach, and Adrei, the Zroa Hayad, in Russian Unkelis, Zroa is Droa, right? Unkelis always says, Zroa Natuya, Droa Maramama. Droa, Oig Melech Aboshin is that force, the Zelo Omezeh, in the Tzad Hora, to the Tvil Shal Yad, and Sichon Melech Amori, Asher Yoshev B'Cheshb, the Tvil is the Tvil Shal Rosh, which we keep on the Moach, in on that part of the body that contains the organ of seichel, the mind. So we see other ways of understanding this. Sikha and Eiga forces. Mamela, so therefore Chazal came along and understood when you're dealing with the Melchamas of Sikha and Ba'eig, it has a remez to the Moshe and Ba'yitzchan. It's not only to Mr. Sikha and Mr. Og, it's Elu HaMoshe, the forces of Sikha, the spiritual forces of Sikha and Ba'eig. So in order to conquer them, you have to be a Moshe B'Yitzchai, B'yum Anach Yuchesh B'yum Nishal Olam. A good Shabbos.
We... Next week, if it's Hashem, the shiur will take place on Wednesday night. Same time here at the 90 Bennett.
Next week will be the last, Miyotz Hashem B'Linedah will be the last shiur before of the season before Chodesh Elul. We will meet on Wednesday in Miyotz Hashem.